Hallelujah. Give the Lord another super clap offering, if you will. Hallelujah. When we come together to church like this, like I said at the beginning of the Bible study, the Bible says we should not forsake. We are able to get spiritual nourishment and strength and refreshment. So we pray and we speak God's word concerning our nations. We have been doing the power of God emanates from us in a great measure and goes and pushes back the kingdom of darkness, the influence of darkness over the nation. There is more light coming over Nigeria every day. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. And in your own individual life, you know, what I was talking about in the Bible study, as you pray, you know, and you, with the blood, the word, the spirit, you pray, the spiritual air around you. That's what I was describing about the halo. The saints of old in the first century, particularly the Apostle John and some of his immediate disciples like Polycarp, Ignatius, go and read the church history. That's where the artists got it from. They will see the Christians when they are praying, or maybe the guy just come out of his prayer closet, you know, maybe just walking around, they will see that thing on them. They would see the light. It was even in our own time, they even saw it on Kenneth Hagin. One photographer came one time before, and there was just this shaft of light. You know, William Branham. You know, so it's not something, that's only in the olden days. And it's coming back. No wonder the scripture says his glory shall be seen upon you. They will see it. They won't see it all the time, but occasionally God will just... It's always there. It's always there. It's just that sometimes God will just open men's eyes. They just see that halo. They just see that glory. You know, and it's a spiritual force field. So if any thought of sin, if it comes, by the time it enters that halo, that force field, immediately your mind is alerted. Enemy thought has entered. And immediately you replied and bring it into captivity. These are not cunningly devised fables. Is reality. The truth about the matter is that the church has not emphasized, you know, the power of God and use it for character, to use it for righteousness. That's the main purpose of the power. Healing, deliverance, prosperity are just byproducts. The real thing to use power for is to live right. We use the power of God to live, then God can trust you. He knows that you're not going to misbehave and sin. And God trusted Jesus. Gave him the spirit without measure. Jesus did whatever, you know, whenever, like healing, feeding the 5,000. He already knew what he was going to do. He said, where shall we find food for these people? Immediately, I'd gotten a download from God about doing that. He said, where shall we find? He said, Philip, where are we going to get bread for these guys? Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. Philip said, oh, well, you know, if we have, if they had quite a bit of money. He said, but to go on, we can't even get there at this time. The people who are selling bread would have gone home. You know, we're going to find for 5,000 people. Jesus now said, let them sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You know, put them something. The man knew exactly what he was going to do. He said, what you have? He said, bring it, bring it. Prayed over the thing. Mea koshile bangara. I would have liked to have been there that day. As they were, as can you imagine bread being manufactured from heaven? As the thing was, as he prayed over the thing and they began to distribute it. Instead of the thing finishing, it kept multiplying. Fresh from heaven's bakery. Who said they don't have bread in heaven? The fish just continued to multiply. The Bible says over 5,000. Can you think about it? 5,000 were fed and then 12 baskets remained afterwards. We're on to a good thing, though. Let's take this thing to its logical conclusion. You know, this religion is not going to help us. If the Bible says so, let us do it. Let's see it happen. Let people see it happen. Then they'll come and join us. I was preaching somewhere recently, you know, that scripture. It says, this is our God. We have waited for him. The world is waiting. They are really waiting. They don't know what they're waiting for. The whole creation is groaning, waiting for the unveiling, the manifestation. Once they